You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. When Mary Ellen Donald was 8 years old, she fell in love with the piano. Around that same time, she was also diagnosed with macular degeneration, which means she would gradually lose her eyesight. But that didn't stop her ambition. She excelled in her studies, graduated high school as valedictorian, and then went on to earn a master's in psychiatric social work. In the 1960s, Mary Ellen studied Spanish and flamenco and learned to play the finger cymbals. And that led her to another world, one that would transform her into a national pioneer, the world of belly dance percussion. Here's Mary Ellen in an interview from our archives.
I fell in love with it, with the movement, with the music, that whole exotic world that I had never experienced. I was about, I think, 26 or so years old at that time. And I went every week and just had aspirations of becoming a belly dancer. But it turns out that that really wasn't where my strength was. It turns out that the rhythm was where my strength was, and my teacher at that time, Jamila Salampour, one of the great pioneers in belly dance in this country, she said, you know, you do so well with your finger cymbals, you have great rhythm, wouldn't you like to study the dumbek, the drum? We need some women drummers here.
Now, why did they need women drummers?
Well, she felt that women who might want to study the rhythms and study the music. It was, the drummers were all men and Middle Eastern men, and so she felt that she wanted somebody who was not quite as intimidating to be the one to perhaps later on to help the dancers, and that's what it turned out that happened.
From piano to drums, was that an easy transition to make?
It was. With the piano, you have to have good, flexible, and strong fingers and handwork, and you need that. On this dumbek drum, I do a lot of finger rolls, which involves striking the ring, middle, and index finger of my right hand, followed by my left. So stuff like, I'll include it in something. All those sounds are finger rolled.
Let's talk about the method here a little bit. There, you know, you're not reading sheet music. You're listening to sounds and recreating them. Mostly, or are you creating the rhythms yourself?
I learned them over the years. I studied several years with great drummers here, and then did a lot of listening to recordings from the Middle East. In my earlier years, I spent hours every day listening to the music and gleaning from those what the rhythms were. An ironic thing is that here I, who learned everything not seeing, I am noted probably in this country for being one who has codified, written the books, and all my students learn from reading the musical notation, which I've included in my books. But I myself never learned that way. Twice a year, I put on a major Middle Eastern concert. I call it Middle Eastern Treasures. What I do in these concerts is I bring in usually some pretty solid Arabic music, and then I've got a violin, a kanun, and the kanun being the zither of the Middle East. But now I'm heading more in the direction of polyrhythms and fusion. In this one, I've got a segment where there's the dumbeks playing. We got them playing a Brazilian rhythm. We got the finger cymbals doing a rhythm in conjunction with that. Hand clappers doing another rhythm. So all of that in one composition, which starts out with straight Arabic drums and Arabic rhythms, and it progresses into this polyrhythmic fusion mania.
Being blind played into all of this?
Being blind, I don't have to get distracted by a lot of what's going on around me, as most everybody else is. I can just focus on the task at hand, you know, playing for a dancer, remembering the complicated piece I'm supposed to play. So I'm not distracted. So the blindness, I'm sure, is a plus in that area. I have a lot of students who are people who are in scientific fields, computer fields, using their head all the time, and they long to get into their body. Some do it through dance, but others do it through drumming. It allows you to just kind of sink into the vibrations, the dum, the deeper sound of the dum that we have on this drum. It goes right through you. The vibrations go into you. After a while, you're just plain moving and feeling and hopefully not thinking. Most of us are thinking all the time, filling our minds with worries too much of the time. So when you're playing rhythm and focusing on it, you're letting go some of that mental stuff, and that's what I mean by getting into your body. Feels good, takes you out of that cerebral world.